Alpha, this is Houston ACR. Please stand by for a voice check from National Public Radio.
Alpha, this is Scott Simon with NPR. How do you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear. This is Mike Fole on the International Station with Alexander Kaleri, or Sasha.
Commander Mike Fole and flight engineer Alexander Sasha Kaleri spent Christmas Day in outer space. They arrived at the station, call sign Alpha, on October 20. They're scheduled to return to Earth at the end of April 2004. With the U.S. Space Shuttle fleet grounded until the end of next year at the earliest, continuing construction of the space station is delayed, and resupply operations are less frequent. When we spoke with him on Tuesday, Commander Fole explained what he and Flight Engineer Kaleri are doing these days aboard Alpha.
Our mission here is one of carrying on the work that was started before us and the dreams and goals that were put together to make the International Space Station. In general, we are part of a series of crews that will fly to the International Space Station and into the future, because this is our frontier in space at the moment.
Mr. Kaleri, you have spent more than 400 days in space. That's more than a year. Do you feel at home there?
Not quite at home, but when I'm staying here on board space station near or International Space Station, I feel that this is my home. When I am at home on the Earth, I feel that there is my home. So I don't know definitely, honestly.
Commander Fole, this is a time of year that a lot of people all over the world eat foods, ceremonial foods that are important to them. What have you gentlemen been able to have?
To some extent, we're a little bit behind in that area this Christmas. It's been rather hard maintaining the space station with just the two Soyuz flights that brought the previous crew and then ourselves here, and the few Progress supply ships. As such, we don't have really special foods sent for Christmas, but we do have some sliced turkey, and we do have some apple, and we have some good chicken, and so we will eat those ceremonially. It's all in the way you do it on Christmas Day.
Okay. Commander, I want to relay to you a couple of questions we have from some fourth-grade students at the Stoddard Elementary School in Washington, D.C. Would that be all right?
It would be a pleasure to answer them.
Okay. The first one for you, Commander. Do you like it when the orange juice makes the balls that float around when you pour it?
Actually, the first time you do it, it's a lot of fun and very interesting. The second time you let a ball of orange juice form at the end of your drink straw and it gets away, then you're very angry because it tends to spread all over something and make a sticky mess, especially if it ends up getting on your face, and then you feel you're drowning in orange juice.
Mr. Kaleri, let me give you the next question. The youngsters would like to know, what's your favorite planet?
Of course, my favorite planet is Earth, our home. But except Earth, I think that the most favorite planet for me is Mars and Moon.
Mm. Commander Fole, we're coming up on New Year's Eve. The station orbits the Earth once every 90 minutes. When will you choose to celebrate the arrival of 2004?
We live here on the International Space Station, but because it's convenient both for the teams in Houston who control us and in Moscow to use Greenwich Mean Time, or modernly known as Universal Time, we live by Universal Time, Greenwich Mean Time, on board the International Station, and we will mark New Year's Eve, I think, according to GMT. However, we'll certainly be paying attention to Moscow 3 hours ahead, and we will also be calling Houston 6 hours behind.
Well, to all acquaintance, be forgot and never brought to mind. Happy New Year to both of you gentlemen.
Happy New Year, happy Christmas, and God bless all of you and all your listeners from the International Space Station.
Commander Michael Fole and Flight Engineer Alexander Kaleri, the Expedition 8 crew aboard the International Space Station. Thank you, Houston.
Alpha, this is Houston ACR. That concludes the event.